6:14 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you on Live and Local, especially live tonight, because we have got a special guest here in the studio. Carter Hodge and Maddie Fisher together are Dissimilar South. A couple of years ago, they put out their debut EP, Treehouse. They got a brand new full-length album called Tricky Things that is coming out this week, a show at Cat's Cradle Backroom Friday night at 8 p.m. to celebrate the release, along with Chessa Rich and Erlene both playing there as well. DissimilarSouth.com is their website, and they are here in the studio to talk about all of that and more. Carter, Maddie, thank you both so much for being here with us again. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're pumped to be back here.
Awesome. Well, let's hear a song. What are we going to hear first?
We're going to do a song called Midnight. It's the first one on the new album.
Go for it.
Think about what I might say if I saw myself in town one day. Would I introduce myself, say you wear that jacket well? Would we take a run around the park and not come back till it gets dark? Skip a shower, head straight out, get black out and laugh about how everybody in that place is acting like something they're not. Then we turn to one another, knowing why we might be caught. I've thrown shit at these walls for years to see what might stick, and dread the day we have to commit. It's a midnight wake up call. Stop where you are, drop it all. Would we go hang out at that bar? It's out of town, but not too far. Flirt with all the bartenders and wonder if they know our names, if they treat us all the same. Walls for years to see what might stick, and dread the day we have to commit. It's a midnight wake up call. Stop where you are, drop it all. Chug some water, walk a line, say that was straight. Surely make it home alive. And I said, aren't you tired of being reckless with your life? One of these days your modeling clay's gonna crack. One of these days your modeling clay's gonna crack. I've thrown shit at these walls for years to see what might stick, and dread the day we have to commit. It's a midnight wake up call. Stop where you are, drop it all.
You are listening to Dissimilar South. Carter Hodge and Maddie Fisher here in the studio. New album, Tricky Things, out later this week. Show at Cat's Cradle Backroom on Friday night. More from them, more about the show and the album, and some more music as well when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. 6:20 your time. Aaron Keck here with you in 97.9 The Hill Studios, Trinzig Orgel Studios here at University Place, Chapel Hill's local music headquarters. Joined tonight by Dissimilar South, Carter Hodge and Maddie Fisher here in the studio. DissimilarSouth.com, their website. Tricky Things is the title of the brand new album, their first full-length album after an EP called Treehouse that came out a few years ago, and a show coming up at Cat's Cradle Backroom Friday night. Thanks again for being with us. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, we're super happy to be here. Thanks.
I was looking it up, and you were here. This is, I think, your third time here together,
yeah.
Right? And the last time was literally a year ago, like last May.
Really?
And you were, yeah, you were working on the album. How has it been going in the last year?
It's been good. Yeah.
Yeah. I think when
and
we
it's a very generic question
yeah,
to open up with. How
I
are
think
you?
When we came, we were kind of getting ready to record.
Mm-hmm.
We started recording in June of last year. So that was kind of, we had all the potential energy then, and then we had a super fun experience recording these songs with a few excellent musicians and a really cool producer, Jason Richmond, and so all these songs came to life in a really exciting way on the album that we're excited to share.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and we've just been spending a lot of time, like, putting all of the parts together and figuring out how we're going to put it out, and...
Yeah.
And it's happening. It's here.
Yeah, working with like a new record label and trying to book some fun shows out of town. Yeah, just been kind of like getting back into the like healthy role of things,
yeah.
I feel like, for the last year.
Yeah, using email a lot these days.
Yeah.
That's good. So when is the actual, like, is Friday the actual release date? Is that the
yep.
is that the day? What
yes.
is it, what is like the week leading up to it feel like?
Super busy. We've
yeah.
been like, there's so many things to remember. Like, there's some technical things. Like, we have to remember to like publish a link here and there, and we need to like send out our album to a bunch of people who supported us on our like Kickstarter for the album. What else, Maddie? Maddie's
yeah.
got a really good to-do list for the show.
I've got a great to-do list, a lot of like merch related items, getting those organized, just because like I feel like there's gonna be a lot of stuff day of that we're not gonna want to deal with. But yeah, we also have just stuff sort of like this that we're working on to help spread the word. Yeah, so we did an indie week. Indie week is premiered today, the song Fear of Flying, and so sort of like coordinating with them, and I think they're also going to do a review in their next issue of Indie.
Yes, so that'll be out this week.
Yeah.
I think on Wednesday they print, so that'll be in the print and then go up digitally as well as the album review.
Yeah.
Cool. So like the couple of days leading up to the release and the show and everything, is it too busy to even like think about or process, or like are you nervous, excited? Like what's the feeling?
I feel like at this point it's kind of like it's got its own wings, you know?
Right.
Like we've kind of done everything we can do to support it, and now it's going to go out into the world, and like for me it feels like a celebration and kind of like a letting go of control and effort. And I think that's like that's why the vibe is often like it's a release party instead of a show. It's like
yeah.
you're kind of just celebrating like getting to that point.
Yeah, yeah, and just making sure we have a fun time
yeah.
doing it, cuz you know, we're not going to have a similar thing for this same album again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who were some of the folks who worked on the album with you?
We worked with Joe Westerlund, played drums, and Alex Bingham played bass from His Golden Messenger.
Yeah.
They were great. Joseph Terrell added some lead guitar.
Yeah, Joe McPhail helped us on some keys, and they did some organ work
mm-hmm.
too. So
yeah, that cool. was the studio magic orchestration.
Those are a lot of great people. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think
yeah.
we just wanted to work with like people we trusted musically and emotionally to kind of like, yeah, just give everything its own life.
Yeah, and we were able to wrangle them before like tours started
yeah.
to begin in earnest.
Yeah,
again,
it was a weird COVID window.
So it was fortunate.
Yeah.
It's gone. The window has closed.
No more recordings ever again. Everyone's just out on tour.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking with Carter Hodge, Maddie Fisher, Dissimilar South is the band. DissimilarSouth.com is the website. Want more information about the band and the new album, which is going to be coming out later on this week. And this is the first full-length album, Treehouse, was 2019, is that
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right.
A little bit has happened between now and then. How have you changed, grown? Like, how is your music, like, different now versus 3 years ago or not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, I know we've grown. I know our music has grown, and so I think in thinking about how a lot of times it's kind of intangible, like it just feels like a quality of like maturing. But yeah, I think our songwriting has grown. Like I think that we are more focused on like the craft of how we put together a song and arrange a song, both like on an album and for a live setting. You know, and I think our lyrics have matured and we try out like different perspectives and we try to be a little more playful.
Nice.
Yeah, I think 2019 was really like the year right after we graduated. Mm-hmm. And so that was sort of, I think our priorities have shifted. We've mm-hmm. just sort of like begun to put more energy and thought and like love, I think, into the project mm-hmm. as a whole. And hopefully that shows up.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're really like, this is our thing. This is our, like, you know.
Yeah, boat, we want to like, do
we're sailing it. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to hear the album later this week. We're here with The Similar South. Let's hear another song. What's next?
Yeah, we're going to play Fear of Flying, which is a song that's the song that Indie Week just premiered. So if you like it, it's exclusively on the Indie's website this week until it comes out on the album Friday. So
go for it.
Ready? 2, 3, 4. I'm only 10 hours away. Might as well be an ocean. Should have got on that plane. It's missed calls and now too late. No reception in the subway. Tonight I'm missing those sweet smelling trees. Are you thinking of me? I should come home and make some time. Get over my new fear of flying. Be the one you thought you could rely on. But you keep shouting and I block you out. And talking's a chore, but you want more. I'm bored of fighting and this city makes me feel young.
Thank you. That's really good.
Thank you.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's about having an irrational fear of flying. And maybe, yeah, I don't know, maybe that got in the way of your relationship. I don't know.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Hey, we're listening to Dissimilar South. Carter and Maddie here in the studio. We'll have more from them. We'll talk about the show at Cat's Cradle this Friday and a little bit more from the band when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. 6:32 your time. Aaron Keck here with you live and local tonight, especially live this evening, because we are joined by Dissimilar South. Carter Hodge and Maddie Fisher together form that great band. DissimilarSouth.com is their website. Tricky Things, the brand new album, it's going to release on Friday. We're hearing songs off of it played by the band here in the studio tonight, and they got a show coming up at Cat's Cradle Backroom, 8 p.m. on Friday, with a couple of other great artists. Chessa Rich and Erlene are going to be joining them on the bill on Friday night as well. So definitely check that out, catscradle.com, for tickets and more information on the show. Again, thanks for coming out tonight. Tell us about the show that's coming up on Friday. That's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We wanted to make a show basically with like all of our good friends who could come. Yeah, so we invited our friend Ashley to open up as Erlene, and I play with her a lot, so I'm gonna play some guitar with her.
Nice.
And then, yeah, we also love Chessa, and it's been a while since we got to play with Chessa. I'm not sure we've shared a bill. She's booked us before, but
yeah,
we're excited to share a bill with her. She's awesome, and I think And then you wanna talk about our set?
Yeah. We're going to be doing mostly the album. And then we've also got a couple of old pals returning.
Awesome.
From, our
our two original
our
bandmates.
Secret,
from
not
New
so
York.
Secret. Yeah. They left after the EP release in 2019 to, you know, do their own thing. But they're going to do a few songs with us at this show, which is really fun.
That's awesome.
So we're hoping that'll be like kind of a sweet treat for anyone.
Yeah.
Is attached to Treehouse. They'll be back to
sing
with us.
And we don't get to really revisit four-part harmony
as much
these days, so it's going to be fun to redabble in that.
Yeah, playing with our buddy Blair Coppage. He's been playing with us. We've been playing with her and M. Edgerton, but our friend Dylan Turner is going to be there, and Joseph Terrell. So it should be a great night of
That's fantastic.
Musicians. Yeah,
for sure.
So what else are you working on? I know you were talking about playing with Chessa. We opened the hour by playing a solo song of yours. What else is in the hopper for either of you?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to imagine the hopper full of anything.
Right.
Because it's all, you know, it's so much goes into putting out one thing that I feel like post the release, we're going to be trying to really like use that momentum to make it feel worth our while. And I don't know. Yeah. To just make the most of it and see if we can't like build some shows, do sort of like an East Coast kind of tour up and down.
Yeah, we're mostly focused, I think, on pushing out after this and like trying to go play in other places and play together. And I think like even though this feels like the culmination of a process, it really just it only feels like a beginning.
It's
of
the
continuing
start of the
into
tour,
the next,
right?
Yeah, the next phase. So yeah, I think we're just trying to keep building.
What's on the schedule now, like after after Friday?
Yeah, our like we're gonna be playing at the Trax Music Festival, which I believe is May 21st.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we're also going to be at Saturdays in Saxpa Hall, June 25th.
Yeah.
So those are our two kind of bigger local things. And then other than that, we're going to go up to the mountains, play some shows in Boone and Asheville, and go out to the beach as well and play some shows out there.
Yeah.
And that Trax Music Festival, that's part of the Trax Music Library. And I know that show is coming together in the last couple of weeks. I forget where it is going to be.
Yeah, it's at the Current.
Yeah,
that's right. Space, downtown. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. That's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that should be a good time. So we're excited to be a part of that.
Yeah. Again, the first upcoming show is this Friday, the album release party, Cat's Cradle Backroom, 8 p.m., Chessa Rich on the bill, Erlene on the bill, and Dissimilar South closing it out. Carter Hodge and Maddie Fisher together here in the studio. DissimilarSouth.com is the website for more information, and Tricky Things is the name of the new album, also out this week. Let's hear one more song as we wrap up. What are we going to close with?
This is the title track of the album. It's called Tricky Things.
Awesome.
I'm not a monster am I? I've done some tricky things, tricky things sit in the madness for a while. Watch the aggression take all you've got for a ride. Tricky things. It attaches to all the unclaimed space in you, breaking down potholes on Mayberry Loop. Never thought I'd let somebody make me less kind, but I'm selectively times. Now all I see are those boys' opportunistic smiles. Tricky things. It attaches to all the unclaimed space in you, breaking down potholes on Mayberry Loop. Never thought I'd let somebody make me less kind. Bitch all over town. Then picture yourself punching everyone that's crossed you, that's hurt you, that's touched you, that's loved you for not as long as you wanted them to. Attaches to all the unclaimed space in you, breaking down potholes on Mayberry Loop. Never thought I'd let somebody make me less kind, but I'm selectively blind. Choices are few, or there's only one. It's the difference between waking pissed off or just waking up. That shouldn't be tough. Oh, tricky things. I've had
The album is Tricky Things. The release date is Friday. The show to celebrate the release is also Friday night, 8 p.m. at Cat's Cradle Backroom, catscradle.com for tickets for that. The band is Dissimilar South. Find out more info online at dissimilarsouth.com. Carter Hodge, Maddie Fisher, thank you both so much for being with us
tonight. Thanks so much for having us, and hope to see y'all at the show.